Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me our sermon title this morning, which is Mind Your Own Business, based on our gospel reading, especially this verse. And when Jesus' parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" I invite you to follow the sermon outline in front of you as we consider our theme, Mind Your Own Business. So what do you think of? What do you think of when you see this title of a sermon? Mind Your Own Business. Has anybody here ever been told to do that? I certainly have. Mind your own business. Usually when people say that, it means we should not meddle in the affairs of somebody else. Another way of saying this is, keep your nose out of my business. But spiritually speaking, in our gospel reading for today, minding our own business means something different. It means that we are to focus on the task that God gives to us, and to do it faithfully. That is minding the business God gives to us. In today's reading from Luke chapter 2, we find both Jesus and Jesus' earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, minding their own business. You see, being a parent means taking care of business, and this business includes taking care of your child's physical needs. 1 Timothy 5:8 tells us this: if anybody does not provide for his own, if anybody does not especially provide for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Note St. Paul's strong words: not taking care of our children and our families is like a denying of our Christian faith. Now, the business of the parent is also to provide for a child's spiritual needs. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says this: "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he won't depart from it." The passage is very clear. Parents and grandparents, the spiritual habits and priorities that you speak about and demonstrate and model will likely be the spiritual habits and priorities your children take with them into their adult years. But as we try to mind our own God-given business, there are challenges. We can become physically separated from our families, physically separated from our children and those whom we love. We can work too many long hours, fill the calendar with too many activities, find it so much easier to plop the children down in front of some kind of electronic device than to have face-to-face time with them. Buy them things to keep them occupied with, rather than giving them what they really need, our love and our time. In today's gospel reading, did you catch it? Mary and Joseph became physically separated from their son Jesus. Let's read again from the text. The child Jesus grew, and his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents didn't know it. Supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search among their relatives and their acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. Now there's an understatement. They searched for him. Imagine the scene. Mary and Joseph would have made the long trip to Jerusalem with many other people, friends and relatives, like a road trip caravan. On the way home, they assumed Jesus was with the group, probably just playing with other children in the travel group. But one full day into the trip home, they looked around. What did they find? No Jesus. So Mary and Joseph returned to Jerusalem, another full day's trip. Now just imagine, folks, 2 days. You haven't seen your little boy. 2 days, the apple of their eye. They thought he was just hanging with the kids in the caravan trip. They ran back to Jerusalem. There's likely no more hopeless feeling for a parent than who's lost a child. Whoever here has ever lost a child or gotten separated from their child, even for the briefest time, there's panic that sets in. Now, although it happened over 50 years ago, I remember clearly the panic look on my parents' face when my 4-year-old little baby brother ran away from home and was gone for over 3 hours at age 4. Later, their faces turned from sadness and tears to laughter and joy because he was found 2 kilometers away from home as a 4-year-old looking for his pet turtle that escaped from his shoebox. My little brother must have thought that turtle had rockets to travel so far. We also, though, can become separated from our children. Remember the prodigal son in Luke 15? He took his inheritance, he took his father's love, he left home, and he lost his dignity, he lost his faith, and ended up eating pig slop and living with the pigs. But much worse than his self-inflicted physical separation was his spiritual separation from his father. And now in Luke chapter 50, verse 20, comes what I think is one of the most precious verses in the entire Bible. So precious, it's in my funeral service already. Luke 15, 20 says, "And when the father saw him from afar, he went running to him, threw his arms around his neck, and kissed him, and he welcomed him home." The story is a parable, but in this parable we are shown the very heart of God our Father. Are you listening this morning? God our Father, He is our loving Father who never gives up on you. No matter what you have done, no matter how far from His arms you have wandered, He comes running to us to throw His arms around our necks and to kiss us and welcome us home. My friends, here's an important question this morning for you. I hope you're listening now in this part of the sermon. Where are you spiritually? Where are you and your children and your grandchildren spiritually? This is an important question whether they or you are 8 years old or 10 years old or 18 or 20, 30, 50, 70 or even 90 years old. You and your children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews are God's precious sons and daughters. Your Father in heaven has come running to each of us in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At Bethlehem's manger and Calvary's cross, God shows us how far He will go to love us, to forgive us, to welcome us back home. Please listen to these next few sentences. God has never given up on you. Don't you give up on yourself or others. Listen to me say that again. God has never given up on you. Don't you ever give up on yourself or those whom you love. This is a part of minding your own business, giving others the love of Christ that you have received yourself. Now, in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we see really what is the business of Almighty God. Jesus put it this way in the Gospels. Jesus said, "For I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and save those who are lost." That's the business that Jesus is about. And now back to Luke chapter 2. We find Jesus, even at age 12, minding his own business and minding the business of his Father in heaven. Listen to the text. "After 3 days, Jesus' parents found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress.' And he said to them, 'Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?'" In the Jerusalem temple at age 12, At the usual age our boys and girls are in confirmation class, Jesus is discussing and explaining Holy Scriptures to the leaders of the Jerusalem temple. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall. I wonder what text he used to astonish these learned men of God. But by the way, after this incident of Jesus in the temple, the Holy Scripture is completely silent about the life of Jesus until 20 years later, as a grown man, he begins his earthly ministry of healing and forgiving and going to the cross, an empty tomb for you and me. The last mention of Jesus until he's in ministry. So some 20 years after he was a boy in the temple, some 20 years later, Jesus, as a man, is taking care of his father's business again. And this business is giving himself as a sacrifice for your sins and mine and for the sins of the world. His business was paying for the sins of the world. His business was defeating the powers of sin, death, and devil for you. His business was dying for you in your place. His business, O sinner, was making you right with the Holy God. His business was opening the gates of heaven. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. And he took care of that business for you and for me. Now, my friends, what is his Father's business now? What is the Father's business through Jesus Christ in the church today? Well, Jesus is here in this place as he promised he would be. He said, whatever two or three of you are gathered in my name, there I am. He is here as he promised he would be. He is here in his word that's preached and taught. He is here in the sacraments of holy baptism and holy communion. And what business is he taking care of? What business is he taking care of through his church today? Here's a list of them. He is strengthening the faith of believers. He is drawing unbelievers to the very heart of God. He is delivering to all who would receive it the forgiveness of sins. He is helping us live as God's children in an increasing godless society. He is encouraging and helping families to be healthy and happy. He is preparing us for all eternity. My friends, the Christian church remains to this day the only place where these gifts of God are available. That is why you are encouraged by me as your pastor time and time again to really make a priority for your family and for yourselves the hearing of God's word in Sunday school and Bible class and the really listening to the sermon as it's proclaimed to you from the pulpit. Because here is where our loving Lord Jesus is taking care of his Father's business, delivering to you and me the very gifts that God wants us to have right now. But what about your future? Jesus' business is to one day bring you and all these children to the Father's house in heaven forever. Thank God that our Lord Jesus, to quote the chorus from an old rock and roll song from the 1970s, thank God that our Lord Jesus is taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. Yes, our Lord Jesus is minding his own business, and his business is to take care of you. Thank God for Jesus' sake. Amen.